The Chris Perillo Show's coverage of Northern Voice is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
Canadian listeners are going to know this voice.
Hello.
Any guesses?
That's not what, okay, this is what I sound like usually.
But I didn't hear any difference.
What else could I say? I don't know. I don't have a weather voice. I don't do the weather. Blogging is going to be huge in the future.
Todd Maffin, one of the old school geeks who's been around forever, and of course, this is the first time we've met face to face at the conference that is happening here, Northern Voice. And Todd had a presentation earlier on podcasting, but haven't you been doing podcasts, so to speak, for years?
Yeah, before there were podcasts, of course. I used to host a show on CBC Radio here called ToddRadio.com, which was a national show. We did it live to every single time zone, of which there are six in Canada. So we would do it separately for each separate time zone, and it would incorporate interactive chat, live chat room feeds, similar to the kind of stuff at Tech TV that you were doing, you know, Instant Messenger. We'd let the listeners shape the content as it went out, and then we put it on the internet. So before it had the name podcasting, we were sort of experimenting, but it's nothing like what it is today. It's incredible what folks are doing out there.
Now, the CBC, it's a Canadian thing. Is there any equivalent in the U.S.?
Not really. It's a lot closer to the BBC. Basically, in the U.S., there are independent public radio stations in cities and states, and then there's a national network called National Public Radio, or NPR, that acts as a syndication house. Here in Canada, we don't really have any independent public radio stations. We have a public radio network, which is called the CBC, which has a French radio network. We've got a classical network. We've got Television News World, which is our CNN. But all of our public radio stations are owned by the CBC, so it's a lot similar to the BBC model that way.
Now, are you in the area?
I live here. Well, I live in Port Moody, which is to the east of here. But yeah, I've come to work just a few blocks away from here, and we're doing a tour later on at the broadcast center here, which takes up an entire city block. It's the ugliest building in the world, but it's very functional. We've got 48 studios, surround sounds, orchestra recording, 3 movie set sound stages. One of them is closed, so we can't do that on the tour. But it's enormous. It goes 4 stories underground.
So it's very professional.
It's a broadcast center. Yeah, it broadcasts out. I mean, CBC has the majority of listeners on radio across the country. The show that I am a producer for gets 750,000 listeners every week.
And what?
Which is big in Canada, by the way. That's not a big number for the U.S., but that's like half of our population. No,
that's pretty substantial. The idea of doing this, has it really caught on then at the CBC?
Podcasting? I think there's excitement about the distribution model of podcasting. I think there's excitement in all of public radio about the verb podcasting and not necessarily the noun podcast, right? I don't think that CBC wants to turn its content into podcasts, but I think there's a great opportunity for public radio to take its existing content and distribute it, get it into people's MP3 players. I mean, what we produce, and this is where public radio, I think, is lagged behind the podcasters and bloggers, is we have to get out of the mindset of what we produce is our shows. We don't produce shows. We produce content. Now, some people will listen to those as shows on the radio. Some people will listen as individual blobs of content on their iPods. Some people will get it via satellite radio. It all depends, you know. So I think once we get into that mindset, it'll be a lot more successful.
So you've got a handful of shows that you do. Is there one favorite?
I don't do it anymore. I used to host a show called The Real Life Chronicles, which was a complete and direct ripoff of Ira Glass's This American Life. And I love doing that. I like telling stories. I like mixing audio and stuff. I'm still a geek. It's why I have a podcast, but I don't do it very often because I spend 10 hours a day at work mixing audio. The last thing I want to do when I come home is do that. But I like stories that are about people. And, you know, the stuff that you do, the stuff that Adam Curry does, the stuff that Don and Drew do, they're people stories. You get to know the personalities behind it. And I think there's a lot to that.
Any plans for the future?
I'm hoping that Mark Cantor will stop humming behind me. That's one plan.
It's a ha. It's not a hum. It's a ha.
Oh. I don't know. I'm taking it day by day. I'm the technology columnist for the network, so I'm always keeping my eye out on stuff like this. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'll take it like it goes. You know, I used to plan my career, and I decided that after I lost several jobs, I thought, you know, screw that. I'm just gonna take what comes.
That's the easiest way and the best way to do it.
I think so, yeah.
Well, thank you for your time, Todd.
Thank you, Chris.
Listen to The Chris Perillo Show live every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific, or download archived versions of the show at chrisperilloshow.com.